Welcome to another episode of A Rugby Life. I'm Hedley LeGrand. With youth rugby on the rise in the US, youth players are helping spread the word and sharing their experiences. One place that this has come to the forefront in the rugby world is an annual contest called Play It Forward. Sponsored by Up To Us, a national youth sports organisation, and Youth Noise, a social network website for young people, the Play It Forward contest invites current and former youth athletes to nominate coaches who have had an effect on their lives. This year, New York City rugby coach and former US national player Lisa Lake was named a Coach of the Year, coming in third place in the contest. Lisa is an under-19s coach and director of youth programs for New York City Rugby Club and was nominated by one of her players, Willie Dominguez. I caught up with them both at one of their rugby practices for a chat. I'm here now with Willie Dominguez, who was the young man that nominated Lisa for the award. Hi, Willie, how are you doing?
I'm great, and you?
Good. How did you come up with the idea of nominating your coach?
I was on YouTube one day, and I seen a video for the play forward coach, and I seen a girl nominate her coach, and I thought I could do it too. Being that Lisa Lake, the coach, helped me so much, so okay. I decided to nominate her.
Okay, so how did you go about with it? What was involved in actually doing the nomination?
I had to write an essay on how she changed my life and like the impact she made in my life. So I just wrote about everything she did for me and helped me graduate and everything.
Okay, so how long has Lisa been coaching you?
3 years.
And so how long have you been playing rugby?
3 years.
Oh, so coincidental there. So what do you think about, what do you love about rugby?
My teammates and how I get along with everybody. And how even if there's another team, you still get along with them after the game because rugby's rugby. And it's not like all American sports where you just, you hate your other team. Rugby's about family. Everybody that plays is a family.
Were you playing anything before you started playing rugby?
I was playing football, gridiron football. Then I switched to rugby.
To see, and what else do you do?
Train with my brothers on the team. And I also train with the men's team.
Are you actually playing for the men's team as well?
Yeah.
Excellent. So what position do you play?
I play the back three, either wing or fullback. Sometimes I play scrum half if I need to.
Okay, so you're a little bit of a utility player then.
Yeah, that's
right. So on the men's team, are you playing the same positions?
Yeah, wing or fullback.
So what sort of ambitions have you got going forward?
Trying to get into college rugby, trying to become an Eagle, and trying to play in the Olympic team 2016.
Okay, so you seem pretty geared up there to continue with it. All right, good stuff. All right, well, thank you very much, Willie. It's great.
Thank you, sir.
I'm here with Lisa Lake. Lisa, how are you doing?
Pretty good, Hedley. How are you?
Good. Now, so tell us a little bit about the award.
I was nominated by one of my players, Willie Dominguez, and it was on Youth Noise blog, and they asked if you've ever had a coach who influenced you or, write him in, nominate him for this award, and I had no idea the contest was going on until 3 weeks into it, and my partner, Andy Collier, said, hey, have you looked at this? And I'm like, no. And so it was pretty awesome. So Willie nominated me, and he wrote a lovely essay about why he thought I should be Coach of the Year. And then in order to win, all the people that you've ever coached need to write in. And then they took the top numbers of the write-ins, and then they awarded the award from there.
Excellent. When did you receive the award?
I received the award in the middle of October, and I had all expenses paid trip to Washington, D.C., and the Up To Us people were absolute rock stars. It was a really neat conference where people from sports, all different sports, from snowboarding to handball to tennis, everything, they were at a national conference. It was smashing. It was wonderful. We got to talk about pretty much how we're all pretty similar in what we're doing and, using sports as character development and education. And it was amazing. It really was. And the best part for me, I had two Olympic athletes hand me my award, and I thought I'd died and gone to heaven. It was just outstanding.
So when you're not receiving awards in Washington, D.C., what are you usually doing rugby-wise in New York?
Up until last year, I played for the New York Rugby Women's Club team, current reigning national champions. I just have to put that in there because we just won. But this past year, I've been retired and focusing all my energies on the U19 program, occasionally lending a hand if the women need someone to come out to practice, but primarily focusing on the kids.
And I gathered that you actually started the youth development program here with New York Rugby Club.
I did. I teach at high school in the Bronx, and I was teaching in a small school, and the draw to the school was supposed to be that there were going to be sports programs. We didn't have a gym. We had no playing fields. So 2 years into the program, some of my students were just complaining, oh, no sports. So one day, I brought in this funny-looking ball and said, hey, who wants to get extra credit on their next test? And who wants extra credit on a homework assignment? Come to the gym today, and I'll introduce you to rugby. And I started with five boys and one girl. And we practiced on a median strip in it's Pelham Bay Parkway, so it's a pretty It's a big median strip, but it's not that big, and there's a lot of traffic. The kids couldn't kick because I was afraid they'd get run over, and so we started from there. Today, our program has about 50 to 60 kids, depending on the day, and it boys and girls, and we practice on Randall's Island. We have a full season in the Met New York program for both the boys and the girls. We take them on trips. We teach them good rugby. We help them get into college. Probably the thing I'm really the most proud of that our club does by having this program is 99% of our kids have graduated from high school, and 85% are in college, and at least 70% of those kids are still playing rugby.
Okay, that's excellent. So going back a little bit here now, so you said you played. So when did you first start playing rugby?
I started playing in 2000. I was 33 years old. I'd never played before. I was an athlete in college, and then I got in pretty pudgy, eating a lot of pasta and just hanging around and doing nothing. So I'm like, well, I need to run around. And a friend of mine said, you should play rugby. You would love it. And I did. I started playing for the Minnesota Valkyries. I learned my craft under Barb Fugate, Martha Danes, and Jane Tierney. And I learned well, and they were wonderful teachers. So I played with those guys for 2.5 years. I was fortunate enough at the right time. I got a lovely pass from Fader Knight and scored a try at a all-star event. The national team coach said, why don't you come on to camp? And I was lucky enough, and I made the World Cup squad in 2002 for Barcelona. It was an amazing experience, something I'll never forget, and I cherish it. And then I moved to New York at the same time as PK. I've been playing for New York Rugby Club ever since, and I tell you what, I really found a home with this club. This club is a complement of men, women, old boys, old girls, current players, kids now, and there's nothing better than the orange and blue.
What position were you playing when you were playing?
I played sidehead prop. I learned the game from number 3, and that's it. My perspective of the game is really kind of interesting.
Did you find that a bit more, so from a point now you said you're coaching, do you find that a bit more interesting now that you've had to sort of take on a role of understanding also what those wonderful guys at the back do as well?
Yes, it is so challenging. I've done all my coaching courses, and I'm a student of the game. But yeah, it's, boy, I wish I was playing now. I have a better perspective.
On some of your coaching duties you're doing now, so you've got the under-19 boys that you do as well, and yep. So you're doing the girls' team as well?
Program director, which means I'm scheduling for them and arranging trips and looking for funding. By the way, anybody out there who would love to donate to our program, please donate to us. And so I'm just looking out for the program in general, and I do guest coaching spots with the girls, but between teaching, running the program, and coaching the boys, I just, you know, I can't coach the girls as well. We have Molly Dangler from our women's team is our girls head coach, and she does a spot on job.
Have you found in any way that the awards helped you with your coaching or with any of the sort of things you're trying to do?
Yeah, you know, first of all, it was really humbling. It was a humbling and touching experience. It grounded me and reminded me really why I'm giving all this time and doing what I do. And it was just, you rarely get to hear a thank you, you know, when you work with kids, because they don't realize it till later on. So that was, it gave me a little more motivation.
One of the things that I think with this as well is, like, do you think it's going to actually give it a little bit more exposure on the national platform?
I'm hoping it does. I am hoping it gives rugby in particular more exposure. I did mention when I was receiving my award that it is now an Olympic sport, and I got a big rousing cheer from the audience. So that was pretty exciting. And I'm hoping it will give our kids some more exposure, you know, and help us grow the program. And, you know, whether it's by players, funding, or getting people who would like to volunteer their time, that would be great.
Again, looking forward, like, what stuff now have you got sort of planned for the future and the programs and stuff that you're doing, or what other stuff you think for youth teams that you've got looking forward to?
Well, we're actually going to sit down and recalibrate what we're going to do with the program. We've done a various amount of things. We have mentor programs, we help them with college, give them trips, we have all these things in addition to the rugby. And I think right now we're going to reassess where should we best spend our energies, you know, what's the best bang for our buck with the kids. I think we're looking towards, if not this spring, either the following fall or the summer, we'd like to take them on a tour and play some other programs and do a bit of exchange there.
Any particular place in mind?
Well, we had originally wanted to take them to San Diego to watch the Sevens tournament, but now that's in Las Vegas. I'm not sure I'd feel great about taking the kids to Las Vegas.
Yeah, I think some people might feel, yeah.
So, but I think we might do a swing down the East Coast. That's sort of what we have on our radar. I honestly don't know if we can get the phone. We were supposed to go this February, but we had 2 grants that paid for the program, and our funding got cut in half because, you know, just one of the grants fell away. So, you know, we're looking to go down to either Tennessee or North Carolina and stop in D.C. We've played the Hyde School before. They're a wonderful program. Tal is just an awesome coach and does a great job. So we'd like to get a game in with those guys on our way to wherever we go.
I wish you good luck and good luck for the future. And thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you very much, Hedley.
If you'd like to learn more from about this podcast, either from the announcement, New York Rugby Club, or just about Lisa Lake, check out our blog posting on the website at rugbylife.com or head on over to Facebook and check out our fan page. That about wraps it up for this episode. So until next time, cheers.